Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey everybody, episode 191 of your favorite podcast, your favorite vidcast, your favorite everything.
Favorite.
The Scope.
Poop cast.
Fecal cast.
Your favorite smell cast.
Ebola Central, that's what we call it. We've all got Ebola.
Your favorite touch cast. We come in and we touch your face.
What if we're all dead next week?
From what?
That's bad.
Probably not from Ebola though.
No.
Something else.
So we've got a great...
ISIS.
ISIS will come and get us. Because they're everywhere in America.
You hear
that's
mean,
their ultimate plan.
I mean the Archer, ISIS.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
I wonder if they'll change that. They have to, right?
Right.
They kind of
They'll make
to.
A joke about changing it
they
for them.
They kind of have to.
So, guys.
You've never watched it, have you?
No.
It's a good show.
We'll be talking some fall TV reviews. We've had a chance to sample some of the latest fare. We'll get into that. But I want to take a quick minute, Jared, to talk to Adam. The A block always seems to be about Adam.
Let me know when you want the minute to start.
I don't...
Jared, I'm going to just throw this out there. This is the last time we will talk to Adam on the Scope before he is a married man.
You don't know that for sure. I don't have to go through with it.
That's true.
Well, I think you're going to go through with
we're
it.
Operating,
if you don't, you're stupid.
We're operating
the best
under,
you're
the,
gonna get.
Under the assumption that you're going through with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. All right. So are you nervous?
No. I am not nervous at all.
Really?
I don't understand what to be nervous about.
Probably
everything.
Like,
should we tell them?
We should tell them. We should tell them.
They all turn into devils. No. I know that. That's after. I'm not nervous for the occasion itself.
Yeah. So are you you're getting married on October 31st.
Uh-huh.
And so your ceremony is that day, and then you'll have the reception after. It's not a two-day event or anything like that.
Right.
And then we will be there.
Yes. Concurrently.
Concurrently.
You're saying and then like...
Can you shed any light on the actual marriage ceremony?
Is this
event,
really secret?
Or is it like some sort of secret Wiccan thing in the
Is there
the
blood
woods?
Vials involved?
I can confirm exclusively.
Scope-sclusive? Scope-tacular?
I don't have it! There will not
we
be
need
blood
the sound
vials. No blood vials. It's not going to make any sense now, Jared.
It will make plenty of sense. We'll have to have another Scope-sclusive later in the show.
I'll keep asking me questions.
It's a Scope-tacular Scope-sclusive.
Will it be the courthouse?
No. It's there. It's just before.
You're having it. So will you be like standing on the bowling alley?
There's a room. There are rooms there where we'll... Yeah.
Is like the executive chef doing the ceremony, like presiding?
They play like...
I assume he's like captain of a ship.
They play like...
The chef can perform marriages in the restaurant,
but only
right?
at sea. Oh, or at the restaurant. You're right.
And they've got bocce
Am
ball.
I wrong
so you probably
this?
It's like you're playing bocce at the same time, something like that. Whoever gets closer to the first ball thrown gets to tell the do their vows
I think
first.
I think it's instead of the first kiss at the end of it, they both bowl simultaneously.
It's whoever gets
they
closest
put up the safety bumper
does not have to say all the vowel stuff, and they just say eh, yeah, whatever.
Same. Just like yeah.
Same
whatever.
Let's get a Scope's casket, Scope's exclusive.
I don't know if I have that version.
Jared, hit it.
That's already gone. Sorry.
What kind of operation are we running here?
It's a Scope-tacular Scope's exclusive.
Did you write any vows?
We've been workshopping them together.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Can you give us a little taste?
Are you doing like Dudley Riggs or some sort of improv classes to
Will you be
ready?
Doing it in a character?
We are both choosing accents.
Okay.
But they're still us. We just have horrific Scottish accents.
Horrific? The worst Scottish?
Here's a little preview.
Yeah.
Heed!
It's a good start, but I think you need a little bit more.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Yeah. You're going to have to practice.
Yeah.
I imagine, get in front of a mirror, practice your smizing, get that
okay.
Get that worked out.
Will there be cable tossing? Or they throw
table?
Will they throw those big sticks if you're doing going through the hole?
No.
That's
so ridiculous.
What kind of things can we expect at this reception? What sort of...
Yeah, what kind of food's going to be there? That's really an important thing. Plenty of apps?
Plenty of apps.
Any zerts?
Lots of zerts.
Is it true that there's no dancing? You guys not dancing people?
Any bean blankets?
We are not dancing people. We will probably make sure there is room for dancing if people would like to dance. And there will be music being played that will be dance appropriate.
Percent chance you will do the robot?
Well, I would say over 100%.
Over.
But that's not dancing. That's just me on a Friday night.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Any other questions, Jared?
Sliders. That's what I can preview.
Sliders. What sliders? Sort of sliders, though.
Jared does not like...
Chicken and what's the mozzarella basil type salad? What's that called? Caprese. Caprese sliders. Caprese.
So
that's a slider? What? They put salad on a bun and call it a
Jared
salad
Jared does
slider?
Not like lettuce.
I'm just asking.
Jared does not like lettuce.
Basil is there, no lettuce.
I repeat, no lettuce on sandwiches. Right, Jared?
I can function. It's okay.
Jared, you're far too modest.
Beef slider has no lettuce. Beef slider has no lettuce.
Does it have crispy onion straws?
No. It has cheese and a burger.
Mm.
What sort of refreshments can we expect as far as like liquid?
If it's a full bar.
Is it open or are we paying?
That will be discussed the day of.
Controversy.
Basically, I'm giving certain people different color badges. Or wristbands.
We probably won't even get one.
Yeah, so maybe you guys should be a little nicer to me.
Really? So there's an exclusive club that is
it's open.
Adam's not happy with that.
Did we just pressure you into it?
No, I'm very happy that it's open because that increases the chances of there being an after party.
Where's this after party going to be?
That is...
Are we going to a haunted house?
TBD.
Hayride?
We should go to a haunted house.
That'd be great. I'm sure they'd love us. One of those ones that has like the strobe camera so we can have our pictures posted on the internet of us looking freaked out.
Yeah.
Since it is... Of course, it's Halloween. Is it acceptable if Jared came as Andre the Giant, Carrie came as Miss Elizabeth, and I came as Macho-less Man?
Macho-less Man.
There will be an email. There will be an email going out shortly to clarify the
costume policy.
The costume policy.
Jared, Big John Studd is also acceptable for you.
Okay. What if I want to be Junkyard Dog?
Ted DiBiase?
Maybe. The Millionaire?
Yeah. Million Dollar Man? Million Dollar Arm?
How do you dress as you have to get a million dollar belt?
Of course.
Also, he was the self-proclaimed million dollar man.
He didn't. He waved a lot of money around, but let's be honest, it was probably ones and then pieces of paper cut in the size of dollar bills.
Yeah.
So there's a costume policy, Jared.
I can't wait. Is this gonna
My
be
guess
like-
is this is going to put the kibosh on your banana hammock idea.
It's non-refundable, though. That's a problem.
So is
it's very holiday appropriate.
So is our wedding.
This is an Edina, too.
This is a private room, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Right. But there is a... there are three rooms. We have two of them. The other room is a 20-people 40th birthday party.
Okay.
We imagine... And they
so our people, Jared.
Yeah. So we imagine they'll be relatively
cool.
Will there be space for us to set up the Scope video interview booth?
Space, yes. Allowance from the bride... Not a chance in hell.
Can we follow the bride around with my new iPhone 6 camera?
And film her in slow motion.
I can do slow motion shots. She loves that stuff.
You guys should build one of the harnesses. So, you know, where
done.
The camera
done,
just
Jared,
still.
Done.
Yeah. Study cam.
Yeah, do one of those.
We'll do like a big Scorsese.
Scope exclusive, Jared. Hit it.
Can we talk about why there was a scene in Gotham that had that?
It's a scoptacular
production value. Let's remember to talk about that.
Yeah. This is going to be the first place it's announced anywhere, Jared. Cake flavor.
Various cakes.
Ooh.
I like that. I like multiple desserts.
Mandy, because she has a lot of severe allergies. She hates going to...
Don't have children.
Yeah.
You got to have a pure genetic...
I know.
I did not take that.
Remember, you're the best.
You're the best.
And,
comedy callback last episode.
We have a lot of friends that have various allergens.
And no children.
Some with children, some without. We are very...
Their own children, or are they just, like,
I don't know.
Capture them?
I don't even know what you guys are talking
yes,
about.
Yes, they're
anymore.
Capturing children.
Anyway, there's going to be between...
clearly frustrated him.
Between three and five cakes.
Okay.
Types. Not just three and five cakes, three to five types of cakes.
Now, are these Little Debbie cakes
no,
or a higher
they
quality?
They are cakes from a good baker.
I would say
most of the money at this wedding is being spent on the cakes.
So let me ask you, did you go to a number of different places to try cakes?
Because we knew where we wanted to go because we've had their cakes before.
What type of a frosting are we talking?
There's different types. On the carrot cake, There's cream cheese frosting.
Is there, again, raisins in the carrot cake?
Yes, because that's the appropriate way to have carrot cake, goddammit.
Jared will not have that
cake. What about a pie?
He doesn't do pie.
No pie?
I don't think there's any pies.
Chocolate cake? There's got to be a chocolate cake.
There's a chocolate cake.
Probably some sort of vanilla cake.
There's a lemon cake.
Ooh, I love lemon cake.
There's a flourless chocolate cake also.
That's a dense, delicious cake.
Is that for those gluten haters?
Yep.
Is there any sort of berried cake?
No, because Mandy can't have berries. She's going to have all the cakes at the wedding.
That's because you're going to force them into her face like some sort of savage.
Yeah, will you smash cake into her face?
No, I don't like, we don't do any of
those.
Is
the scope
things.
Allowed to smash cake into people's faces?
In slow motion, film that on iPhone 6.
If you get their permission, yes. If you get their permission, you can do that.
Can I still film it if my iPhone 6 accidentally bends between now and then?
If you are one of the 9 people, yes. I give you permission.
Well, this, I'm going to be honest with
you. Will there be celebrity toasts?
Celebrity toasts?
No, but there will be celebrity roasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who are we roasting?
Joan Rivers.
She's
going to
be
it.
There. It's amazing.
We're roasting her posthumously. Is that not okay?
It's like I think it's perfect.
It's like that iPhone 6 message that went out after her death. She's already paid. She's already been paid for the appearance, yep. So she's going to show up anyway.
I do have 8 pages of notes for my Adam roast. I've been saving that for the scope, and this might be the perfect time to unleash it.
Oh, yeah. That's the best time.
Are we done torching Adam?
No.
Okay.
A lot of kosher jokes in my...
None of the food's kosher. Specifically, there's been bacon added to every single...
So it's not halal either.
No.
What does your mother think of that?
Who?
She's not going to be there.
Oh, right.
Can we Skype her in?
Yeah, we've got to get her on the show.
We'll set up one of those telepresence robots and just have her, like, the robot will just roam around the room and her face will be on it.
What I'm going to do...
Adam, come here. Let me pinch those little cheeks.
What I'm going to do...
Oh, my boy's all grown up.
Is I'm not going to introduce you
that
guys.
That is an uncanny imitation of your mother.
It's not far off. I'm not going to introduce you guys, and I'm going to just make you guess who my mom is. Because I won't be anywhere but near her the entire night.
I think it's going to be the woman that's the most shunned.
How much Redskins fan stuff will she be wearing?
It should be covered head to toe. She'll be the one with the Scope t-shirt, of course. I mean, Adam sends her all the products. She doesn't even know about us, does she?
No.
She do shows on a weeknight all the time.
And that was our show. Well, Adam, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
It'll be fine.
I got a number of things that happen to be on my bucket list that I can accomplish at this wedding reception.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know what that says about your life or bucket
okay.
list.
Okay. One of them is skydiving into a populated location.
Okay.
So I'm going to go right through. I'm going to completely...
It's not going to be that populated.
Will this be a
party,
tandem
though?
Jump? Because I know you've never done it before.
Yes.
Or have you?
You can't go by yourself.
You and I will be tandem jumping face to face.
Wow.
Right into the skylight.
Interesting. Interesting choice.
I was hoping that
it's
you...
It's a great choice.
I was hoping you were fan man. And
would that be the opening sequence to the mod
I'm
people?
I'm come right in.
What happened to fan man? He used to do that at all the Super Bowls.
I think his
stuff.
Cape got caught in fan one time, and that was it.
Sad. He had to sell the fan because of alimony. Couldn't afford it anymore.
Which is a better... What
fan man doesn't pay well.
Which is a better joke? Cape caught in fan or alimony?
Well, when you said this,
mine was a little dark.
The way
it?
That you said it, it sounds like Cape Cod. So you could turn it into a pun about, you know, Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh,
clam chowder.
I can't wait, Adam.
I can't punch it up, so I can't do that for you. Sure,
Adam's
I
think tired. We're losing.
Adam,
Adam
is exhausted.
We're losing. Adam.
It takes everything I can muster.
He so hates talking about this stuff.
I know.
We've been doing this for 9 years.
Is it really that long?
Almost.
And I even talked about my tooth being pulled out.
I talked about a camera going both in my butt and my mouth. It's not like I haven't talked about
it. And he'll
stuff.
Be reproducing that at the reception.
Different cameras, different times.
iPhone 6, slow-mo. Bent. Coming up on the rest of the show.
There's more.
Scope Fall Instant TV Reviews. Coming soon. And Adam gives us full details of where he will be on his honeymoon and what to expect.
A comedy set from Bob Hope. Charo. All of these things coming next on The Scope.
And lady fingers.
Yeah.
Next. Push a button.
This is The Fump.
And we're not a perfect match, but we should take what we can get. For me, that's you. I'll settle.
whispering poem was calling us home to a place we know never existed. Rich fantasy lives.
Little Bishop, it seems like years since you mowed the lawn. Here comes my son, do 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 do. Here comes my son, and I say, you're stupid.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com.
Everybody, we are back. Adam's off the hot seat, but you know what's back on the hot seat? Fall TV. A few weeks ago, we covered our fall TV preview. Well, we've digested, consumed a few shows, some of them which we actually said we would watch. So why don't we get to talking about them, Jared?
Let's do that.
Adam. So let's kick it off with a superhero show, the first new superhero show to premiere. Of course, we're talking about Fox's Gotham.
Say that three times fast.
It's about a new recruit in Gotham City Police Department, Detective James Gordon.
But Jane's got his reading voice on.
He's paired with Sir Harvey Bullock. He's knighted, Jared. You didn't know that. To solve one of Gotham's highest profile cases, the murder of Thomas and Martha Wayne. You might know them as the parents of Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman.
Yes.
So during
we know the origin story. Thank you.
Yes, and they let us know in this too. It seems like there's a little twist on it. During his investigation, Gordon meets the Wayne son, Bruce, now in the care of his cranky butler, Alfred, which further compels Gordon to catch the mysterious killer. Along the way, Gordon must confront gang boss Fish Mooney, businessman Carmine Falcone, as well as many of Gotham's future villains such as Selina Kyle, Edward Nygma, and Oswald Cobblepot. Eventually, Gordon is forced to form an unlikely friendship with Wayne, one that will help shape the boy's future in becoming the Dark Knight. So who's the star, Jared? We've got Ben McKenzie.
Ben McKenzie.
Adam's favorite from the OC.
He wasn't my favorite.
He was probably one of the worst actors on the
OC.
He
was also on Southland?
Southland. Highly regarded show, Southland. We've got Donnell Logue.
Donnell Logue.
As Harvey Bullock, the corrupt cop who is now partnered with that green under the collar James Gordon.
Mm-hmm. And well-meaning?
Is he well-meaning? I don't... Yeah. It's the verdict's
it
out.
It depends on which Harvey Bullock they're going to pull from.
Yeah. Eventually, he's sort of a douche.
Right.
And then finally, we have the other notable character... Notable actress would be Jada Pinkett Smith as Fish Mooney.
A new character, right? She does not
exist in the DC universe, and she just brings her own stuff. Jared, we've seen two episodes.
Yeah.
You've seen two episodes.
Yep.
Let's talk about this thing. We'll start with Adam, since he wants to talk about anything except himself.
Yeah.
Go.
I think it's okay so far. It's a pro... What's up?
I was going to say we should probably give it a clip at some point, too, shall we?
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, let's do the clip quick.
Okay, take a break. It's a long one. Get some coffee. They're getting some coffee. They're in a diner.
I'm going to give you a hand...
Walking in.
Shouldn't we be there when they move?
I'll give you a hand signal when to shut it off.
Listen, hotshot. Do me a favor. Don't start talking to witnesses until I say so.
What's your problem?
My problem, Soldier Boy. You just caught us a gigantic flaming ball of crap.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
You never heard of Thomas and Martha Wayne?
Yeah, sure. The Wayne Foundation.
Yeah, two of the richest and most powerful people in Gotham. You can't begin to imagine the pressure we don't close this thing quick.
So let's close it quick.
Yeah, right. This is a random street robbery, Holmes. Perp could be any one of 10,000 mopes out there.
So there you go. That was Harvey and Gordon talking about the high-profile case, which I'm assuming they will spend a few episodes, if not maybe the whole season, trying to solve, maybe longer than that. Adam, back to you.
Sure. It's a procedural right now with the backstory. I kind of see how these are going to start flowing.
Sure.
There'll be a crime you know, an individual crime each week. We start to see that with the second episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That gets solved, but some of the larger story, either with development of, you know, the villains,
sure,
grows along. I think the ages of all the villains, the rogues gallery, if you will,
yeah,
they seem way older than Bruce, which is weird to me. I know, I mean, I get the Penguin's obviously much older than Bruce.
Yeah, sure. So that's
would be,
fine.
But Riddler, you know, he's
Bruce,
be in his
is 20s like Bruce is like 12, I think. Yeah.
So Riddler's probably 10 years older, maybe 12.
Okay,
he's a genius. He speaks in riddles. So we're a little on the nose on that.
I know. That's my other problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's very like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hey, yeah. Who's this guy?
Hey, this is Batman. We're going to tease you about
it.
Yeah. It's a little bit campy in that regard. Yeah.
You know, it's competent enough as a procedural. The second episode stuff happens. And they talk about one other member of the Rogues Gallery that we don't see. The toy maker, right, is who they're referring to in that one.
Doll maker,
yes.
One of those DC characters.
Yep.
And the Penguin being like everything goes wrong for him type character.
He's the sort of the sad sack that's out for revenge.
It's strange. I
don't know his history, so maybe that's there are elements that are pulled directly from DC.
I didn't know what was going on there, but. It was funny. Not funny. That's not the right word. Anyway, stuff happened.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to be at Saving Grace, though.
Oh.
Excellent character actors from The Wire. I counted three on that show. I will watch it for those guys.
You're in it for the, maybe not the long term, but for the immediate future.
I mean, there's nothing, you know, we'll talk about it as we go along here, but there's nothing else new. So other than playing Shadows of Mordor forever, which I'd be fine with right now.
Yep.
If I want
until you get married and then forget it, it's over.
Yeah. It's all dishes and taking the trash out.
A lot of trash. It's just, honey, where's all this trash coming from?
Piles up.
This is the eighth bag today.
She just does shopping and just discards the bags right in the living room.
All her bonbon containers, because that's what the women do.
Right.
Jared,
yeah,
add to what Adam said.
It's similar to what Adam says. I think the show's just okay. I get bored with shows that are case of the week, you know, procedural stuff. So, like the episode 2 case, I was like, I didn't care. I guess it was just sort of boring to me. Other than the fact that we get a little bit more Selena Kyle time, or Kat as she's known on the street, and she obviously figures into the larger story because she witnesses the murders. Sorry, spoilers. I have the biggest trouble, I think, with some of the dialogue, especially the dialogue that they give to Bullock, Donal Logue.
Yeah.
I really, really like Donal Logue as an actor. I feel bad that he has to deliver some of those lines because they're really kind of cheesy and bad.
Yeah.
And there's some of the campier stuff.
The word for me is broad. Everything is played to broad stereotypes. Some of the actors can handle that. Some can't. And when, you know, a fourth of your cast are young kids, too, you know, you're sort of handcuffing them. I mean, Selena Kyle and Bruce will be in, or at least Bruce seems to be in every episode. He will be.
You're going
to
get little snippets of him sort of figuring things out post-parent's death.
Sure.
Like trying to burn his hand, like just to, I don't know, learn a lesson, I guess.
Yeah.
And having watched all of Smallville, for whatever reason, there's too many things that remind me of it. So Smallville is hell-bent on always showing how not far from Metropolis Smallville was, where like you would almost always see like skyscrapers at the horizon. And there were two scenes where it's like Penguin, you know, leaving town where he's far away.
Yep.
But you still, it's like the same exact shot where you see Gotham, you know, even though it's 40 miles away or
it's always there to remind you.
Yeah. We get it. He's coming back.
Yeah.
For me, I actually enjoy the Penguin storyline, the Cobblepot storyline the most right now. And part of it's because the actor reminds me of Joaquin Phoenix.
A little bit, yeah. He's got a quirkiness to him.
Yeah, and I don't know. I really kind of like that storyline. I want to see more of it. But
why does he not like being called Penguin?
Yeah, that's
because it's a put down.
It's a little on the nose.
But they in the comic books they call him Penguin.
Well, maybe eventually he gets used.
He'll come around to it. That's the sort of That's the sort of stuff in the writing where it's like you're a little on the nose with that stuff. Come on, let's not.
There's
be so
a lot
obvious.
Of on the nose on this and in the show.
The other comment I'll have is that overall I think I'm enjoying Fish Mooney as a character, but I do think that Jada Pinkett Smith sort of overdoes the acting at times.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like her in the show.
Yeah, but in episode two, she was very like deliberate in her dialogue. Like, she will slow down and enunciate every word.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, maybe just dial it back a little bit.
Maybe I like her character because she's not based on anybody else, so I don't.
There is
that
freedom.
I don't have different versions of what's her name, Cat Mooney,
Fish.
Or Fish Mooney. Sorry, I'm getting the two Fish Mooney. You know, to compare her to.
Yeah.
So I think that's an or maybe I just had such low expectations of what she would bring that anything that's even remotely respectable is something I can get behind.
Yeah.
I've said this before. My issue with this show is that Gotham is a bad place, and they sort of establish, at least in the Batman mythology, that it is a bad place until Batman comes to help clean up crime. So I'm wondering, what victories is Jim Gordon going to have? You know, or is everything going to be bad, bad, bad? I mean, he's not going to be killing Edward Nygma, or he's not going to be putting these guys away.
Well,
like, where's the victories coming? Is it just going to be the small time crooks every once in a while, then the big?
Yeah.
You know, or is like, ooh, this whole storyline of him being, you know, having to fit into the system and be corrupt and pretending that he is, but he really isn't. It's just
so there's problems with any prequel.
Yeah.
You know who's not going to die, right? Like, seeing Gordon, you know, they're going to kill him. It's like, well, there's no stakes because I know they're not. So if this is the same universe, then they're kind of screwed on that.
Yeah.
But if they're allowed, like, imagine if Selina Kyle died. We know she's Catwoman.
Yeah.
You know, Alfred. Maybe if Alfred died.
Something, a big game changer.
Right. So then now I don't know. Like, obviously the main character of, you know, Gordon's not going to die. But like, then when other people are in danger, I wouldn't just sit back and yawn and be like, well, it doesn't really matter because they have no chance of dying because they are going to be in, you know, the real version when they're grownups. So, you know, have something where the stakes actually matter.
Yeah.
This is
what I was thinking. I mean, what if this show would have been, would have had the timeline where it took place at the same time as Batman being around? You just didn't really show Batman. You showed Gordon doing his part, and every once in a while, maybe he would cross paths
like
with
Agents
Batman.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, just something where he's there, we can acknowledge him, but it's not like everything that Jim Gordon does when Batman is around is connected to Batman.
Right.
You know, so you can have them have victories, and you can have these villains and have Jim have his actions have consequence.
Sure.
Something like that. Granted, you don't get the origin story, and you know, maybe they're going to try some great thing with Jim and Bruce and, you know, some of these other, you know, early relationship type things. But, you know, I just feel like they're going to be handcuffed, and I don't think that they're going to think outside the box.
But I think this is very similar to how we felt about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the beginning of its run last season. It was procedural and boring.
Yeah.
Why do shows have to always do that?
Yeah.
They start out procedural. Is it like, are they thinking that people are going to like forget that it started and then jump in at episode three and keep going?
That's the idea, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we all agree Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got really good in the second half, but it started to build on that like before the halfway point.
Yeah.
So
it's too bad it shed all of its audience before then people haven't come
back.
That
show may not be back after this year, the rate they're going with ratings. So
can someone clear up for me the whole Barbara character, because I thought that Barbara Gordon was his daughter in the normal comic storyline, or do I have that wrong?
I think you are right.
So they've changed that to
I don't think that she is a comic book character.
Or do they have a daughter that is also named Barbara?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a question mark.
Barbara the Second, Oracle. Here's my thought on that. They will have her be not the Oracle, right? But, right, that's her character?
She becomes Oracle after...
After being Batgirl.
Yeah. Batgirl. So my assumption is she will be involved in... not superhero stuff, but, you know, more involved than just Gordon's wife.
Well, they sort of...
Well, they got to figure out something for her.
They tease that in the second episode with her calling in the story to the news.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and her mysterious past
that
we hear about, because she is Montoya's friend.
Something like
that. Is anyone concerned about the fact that basically everyone that Cobblepot kills from now on is on Gordon's hands because he let him go?
Yeah.
I mean, there's that. But at the same time, was he just supposed to murder him?
Right.
I don't know. What do you do? It's sort of a weird problem that the show has, and maybe they don't ever deal with it, and they just hope we just ignore it. But
But that's, I mean, that's Batman's same thing with everyone that he does not kill.
Yeah,
you know, when,
that's true.
When he's a superhero.
So Gordon is our Batman, basically.
Yes.
He's Batman.
Well, I think we'll have to give this a few more. I'm definitely in it for a few more episodes to see where it goes.
Yeah.
I feel like, to me, it has started stronger than S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. did, but
S.H.I.E.L.D. felt hokier.
Yeah, but with S.H.I.E.L.D., you always felt like it was connected to something bigger, which it was. This show is not. This is a standalone, and I think they've got a higher bar to live up to more quickly than what S.H.I.E.L.D. did.
They're relying a little bit too much on our established knowledge of the Batman universe.
Yes.
When they walk around and go, see, look at this guy, look at this guy. We know, you know this person. See, we've got history and breadth here that you are already aware of, and we're walking on that. Like, do a little bit more of your own, which is, like you said, with the Fish Mooney character being a new creation for the show, that's a positive thing.
Yes. Maybe she dies in the first season, though.
She's expensive, I'm sure.
She's expensive. So let's move on to our second show, guys. This show, the title, was just called by... John Oliver described this man as mummified foreskin with cotton candy. Of course, I'm talking about Donald Trump. He said this show is very racist, or at least the name. Of course, I'm talking about ABC's new sitcom, Black-ish. So this show is about, it's a single camera comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It centers on Andre Dre Anderson and his struggles to gain a sense of cultural identity while raising his kids in a predominantly white, upper middle class neighborhood. It stars Jared's friend, Anthony Anderson.
as my good friend.
As Dre.
He made an appearance at FumpFest for me.
He was probably, at that time, was waiting for his show to get picked up. So he was probably in a very...
I think it had been picked up already.
So he was a superstar even then.
In June, so...
We've also got Tracy Ellis Ross as Rainbow Johnson. You might know her for her starring turn in one of the Scope's most hated shows ever, Girlfriends. Mm.
Zero stars.
And we've also got Lawrence Fishburne as Pops. This will be a reoccurring role. He's in another show, and so this show is actually like secondary, so he will not be able to be in the show as much as maybe what the writers want him to be.
Right. Hannibal.
Yep, Hannibal. I think it is Hannibal, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
You just said another show like it's like nothing.
So let's play a clip before we get to talking about this. In this clip, Dre's son wants a bar mitzvah instead of a traditional birthday party. Let's see how things go.
I want to have a bar mitzvah.
Oh.
And before you say anything, I know we're not Jewish, but Zach knows a rabbi who's great at pushing through conversion, so.
Hold on. So you'd be willing to forsake your own religion to have a party?
Short answer, yes.
Are you listening to this?
And, Dad, now that I think about it, if I do, you won't have to worry about anyone calling me Andy anymore, because when I convert, I'll get a Hebrew name. I'm going to go with either Shlomo or Shmuel.
What?
Both pretty solid, bro.
Shut up! Shut! You know what? Family meeting! Everybody, round the table, now!
I smell a group hug coming on. I'm going to the track.
Shmuel. Is that your Hebrew name?
Shmuley.
I love it.
Mine's Chayil.
Is it really?
No, it's Adam. You know, Adam already is Jewish, Hebrew.
You'd think I'd know that.
Yeah.
So you haven't watched the show. You haven't watched the show, Adam.
I have not watched the show. I have recorded.
After that clip, are you considering giving a chance?
I already was. I've been recording this show. So, and any show Donald Trump doesn't like, probably a good show.
Probably a good show. So, Jared, let's you and I talk about this thing. I personally like this better than Gotham, so this would be my favorite.
It's a little pears and parsnips.
I don't like
apples and oranges. So I like pears and parsnips.
I like pears better than parsnips, so easy for me. This was not a you know, one of those shows that's laugh out loud funny. It did not have the comedic chops that the show Modern Family did when it first came out. But what I like about this show is its sense of identity and its sense of purpose. And I think that it gives you a different take than what a lot of shows are out there. Has a little Bernie Mac flavor in this one.
Sure,
But I liked it. I thought it was interesting. I think that there's a lot to build on. I think they have to be careful, you know, treading. They have to tread a little lightly when it comes to dealing with stereotypes versus something that's more authentic. But I think that everything that I saw in the first episode makes it seem like they have a really good grasp on what this show should be, and it should continue to be that as it goes on. Jared?
I think they can actually deal with stereotypes head on, because there are several scenarios in the show itself, in the narrative, that present stereotypes, and you get the character's inner monologue and how he sort of bristles at these things. So I think it's a good mechanism for them to actually deal with preconceptions that people might have.
I want them to deal with stereotypes.
Sure.
I'm talking about the show itself, you know,
being stereotypical.
Okay.
But there's a difference.
I mean, it's a predominantly black cast. It created the showrunners black. So, I mean, that doesn't mean they won't run into those situations. But, you know.
As long as it's authentic to itself
and
its point of view, I think this is going to be a winner. I don't know what the ratings were, but I enjoyed the heck out of it. Yeah.
Is it on the same night as the Manhattan and Selfie?
No, it's on Wednesdays.
Okay.
It follows Modern Family.
So it's got a good lead.
That's good.
Yep. The other shows are on Tuesday night. So, yeah, I enjoyed the pilot quite a bit. You know, I like Lawrence Fishburne in the Pops role. Mm-hmm. I think he's fun. I'm disappointed to hear that he won't be around too often, but maybe a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the first episode a ton, so.
No.
I mean, you definitely can work around him. He could always be at the track or whatever.
I think it's a good premise, though. It's fun. I think it'll be fun to see how the dad, I forget his name, Andre, whatever.
Dre deals
with trying to get his family some roots and, you know, embracing their heritage.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Me too.
And I think that there aren't a lot of black sitcoms on TV.
No.
And there should be. So the fact that this looks promising is a plus.
Absolutely. So before we wrap the segment up, let's let the two of you talk about some other shows, quick hits.
Sure.
That I have not watched, that maybe Jared hasn't watched. Adam, we'll start with you.
Okay.
What other new shows have you watched?
I watched the first episode of Scorpion.
All right.
It tells you right from the beginning it is based on a true story.
Is it? Have you done the research to verify this?
They say it's based on a true story. That is as much research as I have done, which is about a genius, one of the five smartest people in the world, who teams up with three other geniuses in other ways, mathematical, engineering, and psychological.
They're
a super team, but they can't function because they get too caught up in, you know,
everything. Social skills
has to be lined up correctly. So I couldn't pay the power bill because I had to line up all the chalk right and all that sort of stuff. And it's a procedural. They have to solve these huge world-threatening events. The first episode, it's about the operating system of the LAX airport's flight control tower got upgraded and there's a bug in it. And all the communication with the 56 planes in the air has been cut. So they need to fix that.
Like an ultra serious tin cup.
And there's actually a good action scene at the end. Mm-hmm. And that's just like we made a joke a couple weeks ago during our fall TV preview.
Highly unlikely that we made any jokes on this show.
About Fast and Furious.
Super long runway?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a not as super long. They even say it's not long enough, but
I think they said that in Fast and Furious too. But it was long enough.
There's a very similar scene to that. But man, this show—it's just—it is just stereotype after stereotype and trope after trope.
It sounds like something that'd be great on CBS.
CBS.
It seems like every single one of these type of shows is exactly
that's
how you describe it.
So I was thinking,
and they've already got a crossover scheduled with. Is it NCIS or CSI?
Really?
One of the two, but
CSI.
They've in fact moved it up. It's going to happen weeks earlier now.
Wow, it's so
hot. Don't know why.
Hot off the press.
This show looks expensive to produce because it's not on sets. It's all, you know, not,
sure. I'm sure on streets and on 18 mile runways.
Exactly.
We'll see if you watch the second episode.
No, I have not watched the second. Yeah, maybe that's only the pilot.
It's everything is cardboard cutouts.
But like the people aren't enjoyable.
Guys, we spent all our money on that first mission. Now we had to really scale back.
The show opens on the main character, the one in five or one of the top five smartest people in the world. He's fixing routers at a diner because he can't, you know, have a.
Is this where Catherine McPhee enters?
Yes, she works there, and her son is a genius, and he diagnoses that immediately, and they bond immediately, and then when the FBI or NSA whoever says. Mm-hmm. Hey, genius guy and your friends, you should join us. Here's money and a contract. He puts her on his team also.
Wow.
CBS has really cornered the market on diner-based entertainment, haven't they? They've got the Two Broke Girls, and they've got Scorpion.
And they capitalize on one of the hottest careers ever, rubber fixing.
You always take that to a diner, too, right?
Yeah.
You get your slice of pie of the day and to get your router fixed.
Yeah, makes sense. Was he just like installing a new firmware? Or did he have it open? Was he like soldering boards?
I don't know what he was doing. He plugged a Ethernet cable in.
Done.
Right.
I think I fixed routers.
So I will watch.
That's one of those techie tropes.
I have the second
just
episode.
Just throw a bunch of wires on a table. Yeah.
I think you're giving it two episodes and it's done.
Yeah, I have it recorded, so I will watch it. But I'll be angry because I won't be playing Shadow of Mordor while I'm watching it.
Of course.
Are you a fan of the Big Bang Theory too?
No,
I'm not.
Jared, you've watched shows.
I have not watched Scorpion.
But what have you watched?
I probably against my better judgment. Took in the brand new Tuesday night ABC comedies. I think it's a 7 o'clock hour. These lead into Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
I watched both Selfie and Manhattan Love Story. I will talk about them individually very briefly.
Okay.
Selfie stars Karen Gillan of Doctor Who and of Guardians of the Galaxy fame. Mm-hmm. Also John Cho of Harold and Kumar and Star Trek fame.
Oh my, and
this,
Sulu.
This is another take on the Pygmalion / My Fair Lady story.
Yeah.
Karen Gillan plays Eliza Dooley. Apparently, she was.
Is that on the nose, Jared?
It's a little on the nose. Oh, and John Cho plays Henry Higgs.
Henry Higg.
Anyway.
Henry Higgs-san.
We'll get through it. Eliza is a not very popular young person. She decides to. I guess pattern her life after the popular girl in school, so she sort of starts dressing, you know, like a pretty girl and getting real popular on social media and blah blah blah. Then she worked for a company. I forget what the company is. It's not important.
They fix routers.
They don't fix any
routers.
That's
a hot new profession.
Anyway, she gets really really popular on social media, but it turns out she doesn't really have any friends in real life.
Oh,
part of the problem is because she never really takes any interest in other people around her, and she's very self-absorbed and stuck up and more concerned about her online presence than in forging any real life relationships. So John Cho, Henry Higgs, whatever, is sort of a fixer. He's a consultant type character. And he sort of agrees to help fix her and how to sort of change her ways. So she becomes a better person.
A better person or a more popular person?
A better person.
Okay.
He's trying to steer her away from, you know, inconsequential things and social media and sort of try to find something authentic and how
that's
to relate
to people.
That's
what we should all strive for.
Yeah. Sounds like a winner.
Message.
Sounds like a winner.
So it's, you know, the story is what it is. I didn't end up hating this as much as I thought it was. The marketing campaign has been atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
The marketing just makes it seem like she's just going to be completely self-absorbed the whole time. I don't know how anyone would watch these commercials and go, oh yeah, I want to watch that show, which probably explains why the ratings were abysmal, terrible.
Sure.
It's like, it almost sounds like it's a satire of
it is.
Its name.
It kind of is a satire,
yeah. Okay. Not,
but they failed to get that across in the thing. But I feel like there's potential there. I didn't hate the characters. I like the performers. There were some things that were bad. Just when she's acting like, you know, the total self-absorbed character, it is hard to take, but maybe that's intentional. So I will probably get this one a couple more episodes to see if it goes anywhere. I don't like to give up on shows after the pilot because so much can change in episode two. So I will give this one at least one more episode to see where it goes.
How many times did they play Let Me Take a Selfie?
Zero, what? To my knowledge.
Wow.
And they should
what a
never.
Miss.
Anyway.
So your second story.
The other sitcom in this hour is Manhattan Love Story. And this is a romantic comedy sitcom.
Where does it take place?
Takes place in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Kansas.
Takes place in Manhattan.
That would be smart.
Manhattan, Kansas.
And you've got two main characters. There's the dude. I don't remember his name.
We don't need to.
Phil, maybe. He's sort of... I don't want to say he's a bro, but he's sort of like, you know...
A bra.
He's the guy who kind of... You know, hits it and quits it. He's after a lot of girls. In fact, okay, so the central trope of the show is that you get the inner monologue of the two leads. So you're always hearing their stream of consciousness, their thoughts. And the first time we see him, he's looking at girls on the street and he's like, yeah, I do her. essentially, oh, she's not good. I may have already done her. I forget her name, blah, blah, blah. So you get the kind of idea of what sort of character he is. He's a terrible person.
Yeah.
There's no way we would ever relate to him as a good guy unless we are also that type of person. And we're like, yeah, bro, hit that. Anyway.
So you love him.
The female lead is former America's Next Top Model person. She was in Warm Bodies. I'm blanking on what her name is.
Was she the main female lead in Warm Bodies?
No.
She was the friend.
She was the friend back in the
brunette.
Time. Yeah. Anyway, she's better, but at the same time, you get like stereotypical, you know, female inner monologue talking about fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that bag. I want that bag. Oh, it's on a hipster male. Oh, I still want the bag. Stuff like that. And it's just like, she's going to a new job. He's a spoiled, rotten like VP in his dad's company. Of course, they get fixed up on a blind date. That's where I stopped watching. I haven't actually finished the show.
And you will not finish.
I probably won't because the construction of it is so terrible and mind-numbing.
Haphazard?
It's just, the show could have been okay if we didn't have this stream of consciousness monologue going on. That is so horribly written and so badly performed that it ruins the whole thing. And it was bad to begin with. So Manhattan Love Story also premiered in terrible, terrible ratings.
Yep.
I will not be going beyond the pilot on this one. I am done with it.
Did you? So the ratings for those two shows, Selfie and Manhattan Love Story, Selfie 5.3 million viewers, Manhattan Love Story 4.7. Both of them killed Utopia.
Yeah, Utopia goes to one night.
Yeah,
yeah,
less than 2 million. Wow. But I mean, so The Voice and NCIS are on against those.
And they also helped to drag Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. down with them, which is also down to its series low. So,
so good for them.
Anyway, there you go. Selfie. I'll give it a couple more. Manhattan Love Story in the toilet. It won't be long before it's canceled. And I probably should have picked that as my first canceled show because
it's a baddie.
It's terrible.
The one last show I want to bring up just briefly, because I think we'll probably review it in full when it comes out, is there's a sneak preview of the first, I guess, hour movie of Star Wars Rebels. You can catch it online. And I watched it, and I really liked it.
All right.
I thought that it was a good starting chapter for this next generation of what Star Wars is going to be. As I told Jared as I was watching it, I noticed things that are directly taken from the original movie that they didn't do in Clone Wars, just like how they deal with some of the lightsabers, how the shots are constructed. It is definitely, you know, there's definitely a kid's angle to it because you have a young character who is 12 or so, which is supposed to be, he's supposed to be like the proxy for Luke Skywalker. He's the same age as Luke. But the cast of Rebels that they have brought together are interesting, and it feels like Star Wars. So I'm curious to see what they do with it. But
it's on Disney XD?
Disney XD, and if you get that in your cable package right now, you can go online and stream it. But you have to get that cable channel. We'll ask you for some information. And that starts next weekend, I think.
Yeah.
So or this coming, or it has already started, but we just haven't started watching it yet. That's how that works. So Star Wars Rebels, give that a shot. And like I said, we will cover that in full in a future episode.
Cool.
So there you go. Fall TV so far covered. We'll keep everyone posted with any new shows or old shows that really get us excited. There's a lot of good stuff happening with The Walking Dead coming soon and a number of other shows.
I think S.H.I.E.L.D. has been good
so
far. I mean, the ratings are terrible, but the show's been good.
So we've got stuff to watch. It's just not going to be new shows for the most part. So how about we do this? We take a quick break. We'll come back with Under the Scope right after this.
You're listening to The Scope. Under the Scope.
Yes, indeed, Under the Scope. No news this time, it's just coming soon. Take it away, Adam.
All right. We're starting, this is the week of October 12th.
No shenanigans, by the way. Let's keep this
music
serious.
Now. Music.
Oh. Yes.
All right. Starting off, we've got a new album from Jesse J, not Juicy J.
Jesse J. I'm familiar with Jesse J.
Juicy J will be playing the Zombie Pub Crawl in Northeast Minneapolis.
Delightful.
Also, a new album from Bob Seger.
With or without Silver Bullet Band?
without. New album from Hoodie Allen. I'm a big fan. No, not being sarcastic, of Hoodie Allen.
I like the name. Is that a play on Woody Allen?
It is a play on Woody Allen.
Is it a pun?
He is a... It's not a pun.
I don't know.
He's a rapper.
Who wears a hoodie.
From New York. Vaguely Jewy.
You seem to really support the Jewish rapper community.
He's like me. capitalizing off the success of Frozen... what's her name? Idina Menzel?
Idina Azalea.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Bazina. Scopes Classic is conclusive.
Idina Menzel, I think.
Yeah.
She was the voice of the sister in Frozen.
Oh, the Frozen sister.
Yeah.
She's a block of ice.
she's got an album coming out called Holiday Wishes. It's a holiday album, guys.
Of course it's going to sell like hotcakes because every song will be from Frozen.
Exactly.
With jingle bells in the background.
KMFDM has a new album coming out.
Does that stand for?
It's German. Du Haust. That's a different band. But anyway.
You're the best.
You're the best. That's the name of the album, Jared.
Let's see. The writer of Macklemore's Same Love, Mary Lambert, has an album coming out.
Wait, Macklemore didn't write that?
No. Macklemore? What is his name? His friend's name?
Ryan Lewis?
Ryan Lewis.
Jimmy Jam.
Also, new albums from OK Go and Ozzy Osbourne.
Good for them.
Movies.
Yeah.
First off, we've got a movie based on a Nicholas Sparks novel, The Best of Me.
Oh, boy.
James Marsden and Michelle...
Pfeiffer.
Monaghan.
Oh. Monaghan, yeah.
We've got an animated movie
called... Right in my wheelhouse after watching Manhattan Love Story.
Yeah. You'll love every single second of it.
The Book of Life. This is not based on the game.
No, it's a cartoon thing.
And yeah. I think we've had 18,000 opportunities to see this film.
Yep.
And we've passed on them all.
Finally, the... Brad Pitt, World War II tank movie Fury.
I'm excited for that.
Why are you so excited about that?
Because I like World War II films. And I like Brad Pitt.
What a bad name for a movie, though.
He likes tanks.
The name of the tank, Fury.
I know, but like...
It's Marvel. You think of Marvel.
Captain,
like,
yeah. Home releases.
Yes.
Movie home releases. We have...
This is new listings on the real estate market, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We've got Mr. Peabody and Sherman, which made $111 million.
It did better than you would think.
Right.
Wow. For a property that was popular in the, was it late 60s, early 70s?
Did your daughter want to see that?
She did. And she didn't. I would not allow it.
Good. Good for you.
Thank you. It's good parenting is what that is.
Also coming out, The Edge of Tomorrow, which was not a good movie by any means. It had effectively the same ending as Oblivion, the last.
Jared and I really wanted to see that movie, and it got good reviews.
Edge of Tomorrow or Oblivion?
Edge of Tomorrow.
It was okay. It is worth.
You're saying don't get your undies in a bundle.
Yeah. It is, I would say... 90% of that movie is very good, or at least good.
Well, that seems like a pretty sparkling praise.
Yeah, and then the rest, it falls apart. But it's okay.
Okay.
Because, especially if you have moderate expectations.
That's what I have, moderate expectations.
Go in. I think you'll enjoy it.
Lowered expectations.
A movie called Persecuted is coming out, which is a Christian victimization film starring Dean Stockwell and Fred Thompson. You should really see the plot summary on Wikipedia. It's just like, it's terrible. And a documentary called Whitey, the United States versus James J. Bulger. He was a mobster.
Adam, very political
Whitey.
Today.
Oh, Whitey Bulger. Yeah.
Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
Games.
Yes.
Got more games coming out.
Tons of games.
We've got Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Not interested.
Yeah, me either. We've got Defense Grid 2, if you like your tower defense games.
No.
We've got Peggle 2 for the PlayStation 4.
Finally, right?
Finally, I can play that. We've got Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures 2.
Spooky.
Finally, a sequel to Pac-Man.
Will Clyde ever get his day?
We've got some some 3DS Pets game. Pets Beach, Pets Countryside. I guess that's two of them.
Does it involve a crouching mongoose?
No.
I don't like mongooses.
We've got Sleeping Dogs, the definitive edition for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. You loved the 360?
The Xbox 360 version was a lot of fun. It was surprisingly good.
It was the Xbox game for gold April or something this year when I still had my 360.
I paid $10 for it when I got it, and I thought it was well worth what I spent.
It is better than GTA 4.
For 4?
I know.
Is it?
Not as good as GTA 5, no. But it's also a different, you know, it's an open world. It has much better fighting mechanics. It's almost Batman Arkham
mechanics. Not as good.
Not
but
nearly
it's,
as
yeah,
good.
It's about that. Yeah.
The
does it bother you, though, that yet another game is being redone for the next gen systems and we're not getting new games instead.
I understand.
That sort of bugs me a little bit.
Yeah. It probably didn't cost them very. This probably
doesn't matter.
It's not like a
that's
team.
Even worse. Then
it's probably not a team doing it, like a full team. You know, it's just like they did the
update
texture.
The assets.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Like what's good? The Last of Us. That I liked that came out for the PS4 because I get to play that now, and I didn't own a PS3.
Sure.
I get doing it for first party games. Third party games that came out for both consoles before. That doesn't really make any sense. I doubt it sells very well. The Evil Within is a horror game coming out for all the new and old consoles as well. There you go.
There we go.
But oh, that's not it. Hit it or miss it. Hit of the week. Hit it or miss it.
Miss of the week. Look out! It's my turn this week.
Yes.
I am going to pick a miss, and not for the reason you might think. Ooh, my miss is X-Men Days of Future Past on home release.
I mean, that just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It's not that the movie is bad, because I actually enjoyed this quite a bit, and I think under normal circumstances I could recommend the home release version that is currently available without hesitation. However, we already know that an extended version is coming sometime next year, and it will likely include the Rogue sequence that was cut. Could be some other goodies in there as well. So hey, you don't want to double dip.
The rub probably is, though, is they will not have the original version on the Rogue release. So if you really want the original version,
the theatrical cut.
They got it smacks of double dipping city.
What do you guys think about this as a concept? I think that a lot of people are streaming more often now, and maybe even buying digitally their stuff.
Okay,
what do you think about DLC for home video releases? So I buy the iTunes version of X-Men Days of Future Past today.
Sure.
And in February, when the Rogue Edition comes out, for $2.50, they allow me to download just the additional Rogue content.
I think it's a good idea.
Done.
I don't think they would ever do it, though.
Me either.
Because they can get people to buy the actual physical media twice.
Yeah.
That's my miss! X-Men Days of Future Past. Wait for the extended edition.
Done.
I'm not on the right app. Here we go. Wait for it.
under the scope.
You know, I said I was going to save these comments for the next episode because our first episode was running long. We're still running long. I'm going to get to it anyway. In 189, we did our What If Iron Man were released in 1989 casting.
Great episode.
I think we had a solid cast. I think we had a solid cast.
Two of us agree.
Christopher Lloyd didn't make it through.
It's still under appeal.
Well, we had some other fan cast comments on Facebook. Let me get your opinion on some of these names here.
Yeah.
What do you think about Kevin Kline for Tony Stark?
I think he's a respectable choice.
Okay.
Didn't I have Kevin Kline as someone?
You did.
You had him as
Coulson.
Coulson.
Too big.
Okay.
What about Ed Begley Jr. as Coulson?
It's not bad.
Not bad. I think he might have been a
especially little... Especially then, Ed Begley Jr.?
Yeah.
He was a much more known person.
Yeah, he was a big-time St. Elsewhere guy.
St. Elsewhere, yeah.
So. I kind of like this one. Christopher Guest as the voice of Jarvis.
Yeah, that's not bad, too.
That's a good one. Over here, we've got... what do you think about Lou Diamond Phillips as James Rhodes? Changing the race of the role.
I've never been a big Lou Diamond guy, so...
Even on Stern?
I mean, it was a great moment, but I'm not a big fan.
I don't agree. I don't think he has the acting chops that you want. And he was real young at then. That was a Young Guns period there.
Yeah.
Tom Skerritt as Obadiah Stane? Or as Obadiah Staines, as it was written?
We're changing the character's name, too.
I like it. I like him. I like Tom. I think he could have been Nick Fury, too.
Maybe.
Yes. I think that, yeah.
I'm not sure he had the acting pedigree yet. Not really. I mean, he was well known, but he wasn't like in the. He's not in a James Caan, Robert Duvall class of acting,
right?
But which is, gun. I think, is where we were looking for that role. And one final one, I kind of like this one: Rutger Hauer as Colonel Fury.
Yeah,
Nick Fury, yeah. Rutger Hauer.
I think the one problem with that is the accent.
Sure,
he has a weird speaking voice. I've never heard him do a really effective American accent.
Really. What about in Blind Justice, where he's blind?
Blind people have different accents anyway.
Oh, okay, that's true.
It's true.
Anyway, that's just a sampling of what Anne and what's his name? Adam wrote on our Facebook.
It's a difficult name to remember. Adam.
Oh, goodness. If you still haven't gotten your comments in on our Iron Man cast, we will accept them for one more round of shows. If you have something to say, or if you have something to say about the fall TV season as it's proceeding, or if you have comments or well wishes for Adam on his blissful nuptials.
Yep. Or Jared.
Yeah.
We will also be having, we'll definitely be doing Iron Man 2 casting in November.
Okay.
So start thinking about that now.
Yeah, play along at home.
And more than likely, Thor, I think, is...
So we're doing Incredible Hulk.
No, Incredible Hulk and Iron Man 2. Those will be our next casting decisions.
Coming up
on
the show. If you have opinions on any of the topics I just mentioned, you can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com or call the voicemail line 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. Or head on over to our website at thescopeshow.com, where you will find links to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Tumblr, our YouTube, and a brand new link just recently added.
Yes.
We're back on Amazon. If you want to support the show financially by purchasing through Amazon, you can follow the link on our website at thescopeshow.com. It's there in the sidebar under the sponsor the show or support the show banner. Do it.
Everybody uses Amazon.
Everyone can help us
out.
You did it a while back, and then they took it away from us, and they gave it back. We're back.
Through that link, I got my gold teeth.
It's amazing.
My grill. I need another one. Thank you, Adam.
You can also support us directly with a cash contribution, either through donating on PayPal. We have one person who does that on a regular basis.
Yep.
Or you become a Patreon patron. I like calling it a
Patreon.
Patreon.com/thescopeshow. You can contribute as little as $1 an episode, set a monthly cap, and cancel anytime. It's a great way to show that you support content creators like us. Shane, back to you.
All right. Well, guys, it has been one heck of a show. Jared, thanks for working hard. Adam, thanks for being here. We will see you...
Will she clamp down on him? Not let him out of the house anymore because he didn't take the trash out.
Adam will not be in episode 192, but when 193 comes, it's a whole new Adam.
Mm-hmm.
A whole new Adam. A sad, broken...
We're just playing on tropes of wedding. You'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Yeah, he'll do okay.
I'm really worried. Should I back out now?
Mm.
That could be a Scopetacular Scope exclusive.
What you should have done is backed into the driveway, and then you could just peel rubber out.
Yeah. Always back into your driveway. That's the lesson of the show.
If you need to run for cigarettes and milk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. End credits. Everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week with more Scope. Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.